AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. NATO is declaring Russia the most significant and direct threat to its members' peace and security.
President Putin's war against Ukraine has shattered peace in Europe and has created the biggest security crisis in Europe since the Second World War. NATO has responded with strength and unity.
At the NATO summit in Madrid, Jens Stoltenberg vowed to strengthen support for Ukraine, even as that country's leader, Volodymyr Zelensky, chided the alliance for not doing more to help it defeat Moscow. The government is again revising its economic outlook for the beginning of the year. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
It's another downgrade. The Commerce Department reports the economy shrank at a 1.6% annual pace from January through March. The original estimate had been 1.4%. But on its third and final estimate, the department said consumer spending, which accounts for about two-thirds of economic output, was substantially weaker than earlier calculated, growing at a 1.8% annual pace instead of 3.1. Still, the negative GDP number probably doesn't signal the start of a recession. Despite inflation running at 40-year highs and consumer confidence sinking, economists expect economic growth to resume. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Supreme Court ruled Oklahoma can prosecute non-Native Americans for crimes committed on tribal land when the victim is Native American. The Supreme Court allowed a former state trooper to sue Texas over his claim he was forced out of his job when he returned from Army service in Iraq. Former R&B superstar R. Kelly is scheduled to be sentenced probably to decades in prison in a sex trafficking case brought by federal prosecutors in Brooklyn. The FBI has opened a widening investigation into sex abuse in the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans, going back decades. Sources tell the AP they're looking specifically at whether priests took children across state lines to molest them. This is AP News. New York's first legal marijuana crop is sprouting under the sun. New York gave 203 hemp growers first shot at cultivating marijuana destined for legal sales. Big indoor growers are expected to join later. Frank Papalizio is at Homestead Farms and Ranch near Albany.
We have about a half an acre here, and that'll be year one. Will be the max for me. And we'll see how it goes.
Consultants like Rich Morris monitor the plants.
Under 3 months and these will be ready. So it'll be midsummer. Makes the drying a lot easier. We don't have to worry about high humidity.
Papalizio says he knows there will be demand for legal marijuana. He invested in security.
We got motion detectors. We got, you got lighting that will go off. There's alarms.
Cannabis grown outdoors can often have lower THC than plants grown indoors under lights. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.